Stephen Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about million-dollar views. Again, all of these cliches this week.
Yep.
This is like positive cliche week.
Yep.
Cliches that I think are true.
Yep.
And they all have one thing in common, too, that no one ever thinks about. It's all justifying the price of a property.
It is.
Well, real estate agent, why is this property twice as much as all the other property around it? Well, it has million-dollar views.
Because you're the front house. You know, that's it. I agree.
Hey, appraiser, are you think you're going to be able to appraise this? It's twice as much as every other property in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Exactly.
It's million-dollar views.
Yep. I wish I could get into the show. I'm gonna try to do an interpretation here in a minute.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free, and as you're listening to us, please drop your questions into the comments section below.
Walden asks, hey guys, I'm in the process of automating a lot of what I do.
Good.
And one area that is a sore spot for me is Excel/Google Sheets. Do you guys have any macros you could share for subdivision pricing and scrubbing?
That's a good question. So it doesn't work like that. I wish it did. But I and I think everybody else who's listening to this creates their own macros and creates their own
system
equations and spreadsheets. And, you know, I think honestly, most people who are good at that and it comes natural to them, it's never finished the way an artist is, like, the painting's never finished. So,
right.
What I would do, and we talked about this a lot at the live event, if this is something, because this is an extremely important part of this, part of succeeding as an investor, I would find somebody else in the group who's good at it and cut them in on your deal somehow, or start to work with them in some way. There's got to be something that you have that other person doesn't have, like what Jill and I have going on, where that's just my forte, data and analysis and things like that. And I'm not really interested in talking to people. I'm only interested in talking to a microphone.
Hold on a moment. I need to bring this question back down to everyone's level, please, because you guys are way up here.
All right.
Okay, can I please talk to the rest of the room, which is like 80% of us?
Yes.
So, all right, here's the deal. The question I see is, hey, I figured out I want to come in at X amount of dollars per acre. How do I quickly price and make all my spreadsheet numbers work? And it's going to vary every time.
Yeah, every time.
So once one person makes that formula for me, I can copy and paste it and use it. I just change. I know now I'm pricing them at $300 an acre, not $600 an acre.
Yeah.
However your number is. Can someone just make some formulas like that for me, like you have done for somebody else that I'm not going to name names, Mark? do you remember that?
Yeah.
It's kind of funny. That one time, anyway, do you want me to share that story or not?
If you want to.
All right. I'm in and out. There was a while ago. I remember Mark, we were still doing work and stuff together, all of us, with Mark Podolsky. And I remember him emailing you going, can you just help me with a spreadsheet and make some formulas for me so I can figure out my ROI?
ROI. Yeah. I remember that. It was an ROI analysis.
Yeah. He didn't, like, so I can really quickly assess what I'm making on these deals. And you're like, sure. And it took you like 30 seconds and you emailed him back. And I just thought that was funny.
Yeah.
It comes naturally for you, but not for everyone. So, so that's the correct way. If you're asking for some magic formula that's going to apply for every county or every property across the board, that doesn't exist.
So think
that's where you have to really spend some time and
Jill's right.
think about what you're doing here.
It's kind of like you asking me to write a story for you, you know,
right.
or write your business model. I mean, I can give you the basic stuff, but
right.
we can't think about a spreadsheet or a blank Microsoft Word doc. It's just blank.
Right.
But think about a database that you buy, or like, let's say a CRM. Stuff's pretty much already there, and you just need to learn how to use it and make it work for you.
Right.
They're very different, and they often get confused with each other. And this, especially this day and age, Jill and I are old enough where we
Speak
know.
Speak for yourself. Just kidding.
We know, we remember a time when there was no software at all.
Yeah.
Or when there was, the only software in the market was stuff where you created yourself. They gave you the tools to create it. So, this day and age, I think everybody kind of expects to just open software and have it just smack them in the face and tell them what to do.
Right.
And so I think for some things that's appropriate, but not all things.
Yep.
And when you reap huge rewards, like changing your career and making hordes of money for the rest of your life, yeah, there's some, you got to get out of your own head. You have to get out of the out of your comfort zone and relearn some things.
Right. And I like what you said, Stephen. My last comment on this is, you know, if you really makes your head hurt and you know what you're trying to accomplish and you're just not getting there, you know, finding someone else that is a whiz in spreadsheets, even if they don't necessarily understand what you're doing, you know, if you can have someone help you out with some things, that's not crazy. So can you just make me, I'm trying to price, because here's what we're all trying to do at the end of the day. Let me cut to the chase. What we're all trying to do is take a list of, let's say, you know, 2,000 ownership records, condense it down, take out all the duplicates, scrub those out, right? That's what we're trying to do. Someone who is good at Excel can help with that. They don't need to necessarily know why, but they can help with that. And there's videos for that. And then the other thing we're trying to do is, all right, now I've got this good list. I know they're all kind of like properties. I want to price, and they're all just a little bit different, varying sizes. I want to price them all at $298 per acre. And you just need a formula that's going to run down the whole line and do that quickly. You're not going to sit there with a calculator. If you do, you're doing it wrong. You're not going to sit there with a calculator and go that line and that line, right? How old is that? Okay, anyway, your cell phone. Anyway, and do that. Just a quick formula to run down those lines. And then even to change the pricing a little bit. But a lot of that's in chapter five.
I've never met anyone in our group, in the successful people in our group, who hasn't mastered Excel and data and understanding how and why it's used and understanding what the power of a mail merge. Does that mean that if you don't get that stuff, you can't do this? No.
Nope.
What it means is you need a partner.
Yep.
I've also never met anyone in our group who's incredibly successful, who doesn't know the power of picking up the phone and finding a buyer or finding a seller once all the data's out and you've got a pool of likely buyers or sellers. That is not my thing, so I got myself a partner.
Yep. Thank you.
Just know your weaknesses and know your strengths. And because if you do some stuff over and over and over again that you don't like, you're going to quit.
That's true.
Today's topic, $1 million views. This is the meat of the show.
This makes me happy. You know what? I have to just interject real quick my personal thoughts on this topic. This is what I kind of want. I live for two things. One is a view because I've got to have the water. I've got to see the water.
I do too, Joe.
There's just something
absolutely have to be water involved
about
in
it, and I could stare at it for hours.
Me too.
Isn't it funny?
Honestly,
I will sit.
We've never actually had this conversation.
No, we have not. I will study the waves.
I will too.
I'm like, especially remember that place. Remember the time we were at this place on the pier, and where it was at the night. It was at nighttime.
This makes my stomach all hurt. Oh, like makes me love you more.
Thank you very much. We were somewhere at night. We were up high in this round bar, if you remember this, and watching the waves come in.
Yeah, Tony's in Redondo Beach.
Well, thanks. Anyway.
If you've never been, you should go.
Yeah. All right, so we're sitting in Tony's upstairs. Maybe knows upstairs. The lovely establishment that it is. And boy, does that carpet need to be ripped out.
It's a dump.
Anyway.
But it's got $1 million views.
It does have $1 million views. So, you're so darn funny. Yeah. So, anyway, and I'm watching the waves come in at night, and I swear this is how I think about. This ties in, I promise. I'm watching the backside of the waves, because where they break, and it looked like frosting to me. Remember I said they look like frosting, just the way the smooth water was. It was a beautiful day. There was like, the way the wind was just perfect, or the breeze, you know, it was just gorgeous. So I live for that stuff. I live for the views. I don't even have to necessarily smell it, but that makes it even better if I'm that close to the water. But as long as I can see it, all is right in my world. And I think a lot of people have a version of that. Like mountains. I think a lot of people need to see mountains. They maybe don't want to be in the snow, but they want to look up and see the snow. Sunrise, sunset.
Some people get off on the farmland piece of it too. Like just big rolling crops.
Openness.
And stuff. Openness, yeah.
Exactly. Some people don't want that. They just want to know that I can see all the way to the horizon. I see nothing. Some people love that.
Some people, it's a freshwater lake. That, I'll tell you, that works for me too. I don't, not as much as the ocean, but I like that.
You know what? And you know what? For some people, it's Central Park.
Yeah.
There's a million-dollar view. You know, talk about, they want the city view. They want to be, maybe they love seeing the buildings, you know?
Getting it, being right in it. Yeah.
In the city. Maybe they love downtown Chicago, and they love that, so.
Or a skyline, right.
Yeah.
You know, the irony of large cities is that the large city has a skyline, but when you're in it, you can't see it. So you have to, like New York's version, this is New Jersey. So you have to live in New Jersey to see New York and get the million-dollar views, which is ironic.
Isn't that funny?
I lived in Cincinnati for a long time. And you have to live in Kentucky, which is half the price, just to get the Cincinnati skyline. It's kind of ironic.
That's hilarious.
So what does million-dollar views mean? Again, this is true. It's cliche week. Next week is false cliche week. The property has million-dollar... Again, it's answering this question. Well, real estate agent, it's twice as much as every other property in this market. What the hell?
Right.
Well, it's got million-dollar views. You know, so you're going to have to take that how you are. So, what do? As land people, we find dirt that has million-dollar views. We buy it cheap.
Yep.
We don't buy it because the people who own it, they may or may not know that it has million-dollar views. They've never been there. And they don't want it anymore. They just want some money.
That's what's so interesting.
People, so get some million-dollar view property.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Some people still don't get it.
It happens all the time.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm excited.
It's okay. Go ahead.
All right. It's
why people listen to this.
Thank you. Just talk about
unrehearsed.
If it was
just me. If it was just me.
Let's pretend.
We'd have six. We would just, okay, you just sit there?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I pretty much did that the whole show already. So go ahead.
So now it's a good interruption. Now you like it.
I do like it. I liked it even then. I said it happens all the time, and I think it's good. I like when you interrupt me because it's like you shouldn't wear that tie with those shoes. It's a good interruption.
Oh, okay.
Now like, dude, you're done. You don't know it, but stop talking.
Yeah, that was enough. That was my version of stop this. No, just kidding. Now I lost my little little train of thought.
Wonder if that was going to happen.
Oh man, well, is that your version of interrupting me?
No, I didn't do it on purpose. I really didn't.
Okay, it's fine. So
buy dirt where it's super cheap. Got it.
That's it.
All right, go.
So my last comment on the million-dollar review is people still don't believe us that you can buy property that people don't want, people don't get, that has a million-dollar view, they could care less. There are so many people out there that have more property than they know what to do with. They've forgotten, you know? It's really weird, but people don't realize that you'll stumble across someone that has a huge portfolio of a lot of property. They just want to cash out. And they don't want to one-off retail them all. That takes too long. They just want to get rid of them. And there will be some nuggets in there.
That's it. I love portfolios.
I know. It's the best.
Well, you've done it again. You spent another 15 minutes or so listening to the Land Academy show. Join us next time where we discuss the value is in the land, not in the house.
And we answer your questions posted on our online community, landinvestors.com. It's free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
Have I been interrupting you really a lot today? I hope not.
Well, it's always. But it's not interrupting. I really truly think we keep each other in check on this show.
Thank you. Hey, I want to say something. Today's Halloween, by the way.
Oh.
Ha, ha, ha. And you know what? If you're thinking about joining Land Academy because it's Halloween, happens to be something really cool going on right now. So you might want to go toggle on over to my Facebook live show that I did earlier today, like an hour ago, and check out what I announced. Oh, and maybe see me in a little bit of a costume. Had to share that. Please be sure and hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on our podcast. Like us and comment on what you would like to see in future shows. If you're listening on iTunes, please rate us there. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.